The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the program. I am so glad that you're with us today. I have a special guest and a shout out to all of our Boundary County listeners and friends tuning in at probably 1450 AM. I'm happy to introduce my guest to you, to a wider audience at 97.1 FM and online at our website, northidahoradio.com. My guest is JC Atkins. She is the director of the Boundary County Fair and all of the fairground activities, and they have a lot going on up there this year. I think every year we are just tuning in to the concerts and all of the plans that they have. JC will share all that with you today. Well, you know it's Tuesday. My name is Barbara. This is Speak Up. And JC, I'm just excited to finally meet you in person and introduce you to our audience. Get your calendars out because we've got ideas for some fun for you in Boundary County. And we will be back right after this first break.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture. Many of you that have shopped with us over the years know that we are always stocked with a unique selection of high-quality home furnishings for every room in your house. What you may not remember, but for those new to the area, is our 5,500-square-foot clearance center right next door. We designed this center to make your hard-earned dollars stretch a little further. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center is an outlet for factory specials, one-of-a-kind pieces, discontinued items, closeouts, and overstock. It's also home to a variety of furniture for the kids, or maybe a guest room that needs some sprucing up. These are some points that make the Clearance Center a great place to check out. We're budget-friendly, making us perfect for rentals. We offer living room sets, dining sets, mattress sets, bunk beds, sleeper sofas, lamps, and area rugs. And the selection is always changing with new arrivals daily. And know that you're welcome to take it with you or have our professional delivery service take care of the heavy lifting. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center, located right next door to Sandpoint Furniture in Ponderay.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey, everybody. All right. Welcome in. Say hello and welcome to JC Atkins. JC is the director of the Boundary County Fair and Fairground Activities. JC, I am excited you're here. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's begin. I think a lot of people in Boundary County know you and who you are and what you do, but we're talking to a really wide audience right now. So introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, my name is JC Atkins, and I am newly the director for the Boundary County Fairgrounds. And I wear a lot of hats in my community. So I participate with the 4-H program. I'm the co-chair for the Livestock Council over there. And I'm also a pig leader for our 4-H program. And so I just love being a part of the things that we're doing in our town. And so I try to stay busy, and I think that it's a great way for me to give back to my community too.
You sound like you're busy even without the responsibility for the fair and the fairgrounds. What about experience? You were talking before we went on the air that you just completed your graduate degrees. Your bachelor's degree from the University of Idaho. Tell our audience about that and how that is totally qualifying you for all of this that you're doing.
Absolutely. So about, 7 years ago, I told my husband I thought I wanted to go back to college. The job I was doing at the time, I was working in education, and part of my job was helping kids with post-secondary opportunities. And I felt like I was in a place where I was telling them, hey, you should go and do all these trade programs, or you should go to a 4-year school. And I didn't even complete my degree yet. So they kind of, got me into college, and I went, and after 6 years of school, I completed my degree at University of Idaho with my bachelor's in organizational sciences, a minor in communications, and then why not? I went and got my certificate in grant writing to throw that in there as well. So I love the idea of these certificates and degrees that I have. It's just trying to find the right niche on what we're doing with them, but yeah, I think it'll be helpful for our community.
Oh, absolutely. Boundary County is blessed to have you. It sounds to me like you're in a really perfect position. And by the way, 4-H, I have interviewed 4-H, not recently, but they are the best kids. They are the most, they have such a presence when they're in here talking to me, because they've made 100 presentations from about age 8.
Yes, they have.
They are really, sincerely, they are amazing young people.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's dive right into the fair, Boundary County Fair. What are the dates? What's the theme for our audience to get on board?
Yeah, so this year our fair, livestock is brought into the county fair on August 4th. August 5th is when our fairgrounds will open up to the community. Our grand ceremonies will start in the evening on Tuesday, and it'll be open to the public until Saturday, August 9th. And we have so much in store for the community. The theme this year is Generations of Champions. So we're really going to embrace that heritage of what Boundary County has, traditions and all that, whether it's, showcasing your livestock for the last several generations of your family and your vegetables, or even like baking in the kitchen. So,
August 5th, Tuesday through Saturday, the 9th.
Yes.
Generations of Champions. So you've already mentioned livestock and fruits and vegetables. So it's got a real agricultural, because that's what the Boundary County community is rural and agricultural.
Yes. Yeah. So we also, obviously, you have your photography and your flowers, your cuts from the garden and things like that. So you can pick
up. And all the 4-H kids get to do their thing. That's a huge
4-H
part.
4-H and FFA, we have all of the kids that are getting ready, and projects are being finished, and books are being signed off. So we're on a home run.
What about food vendors? What's going on with food?
Oh, gosh. So we've got quite a few food vendors this year. We're looking at one. I started branching out to bring in some new ones. We've got some coming from Coeur d'Alene. And so they've got some deep fried Oreos and things Ooh. Like that. So we're excited to have some new food vendors. And then, of course, we've got some of our long-time food vendors from Boundary County. So like the Sally Valley will be there with their their good food, their corn dogs and such.
Well, I know that admission is free to the fair itself. Now, is that the daytime activities? Are you charging for the concerts? Because I want to get into those concerts.
Yeah. So actually, our fair is free to everybody. We don't charge for parking. We don't charge for entry or anything like that. And then we do have two concerts during our fair. We have the Hankers playing on Wednesday of fair week. And then we also have Aaron Crawford playing on Saturday. And those are all free to the community as well.
Everything is free. Parking, attendance at the fair, the concert, the two concerts that are a part of the fair itself.
Yeah.
And who did you say the artists were who's singing? And they're local? And who are they? What do they do?
Yeah, so the Hankers are local to the Inland Northwest. And they were just... Another artist said, you just really need to get them at your fair. They're an amazing duo. And so they're coming on that Wednesday.
What kind of music?
You know, that's a great question. I think they're more on the countryside.
Okay.
And then we have Aaron Crawford, and he's country as well, and he's coming from the Seattle area for Saturday.
Hey, listen, if you're doing a county fair, you got to do country at
Absolutely.
Least part of the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, the only thing I will say that we are charging for this year is we are adding a Bulls and Bronx rodeo to the county fair this
Ooh.
Year, and that will also be Friday and Saturday of the fair, so the 8th and 9th of August.
So Friday night... And Saturday night, there's a Bulls and Bronc rodeo. What is it going to cost to get in and enjoy that?
Yeah, so adults is $20. So those tickets are going to be available at the Boundary County Fair office for pre-sale, and then they'll be available to purchase right there at the gate.
Is this a pro rodeo on the circuit pros or
no.
semi-pro? Probably semi.
Yeah, it's the semi-pro.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask that is because even for the semi-pros, it is a huge ordeal that costs money to trailer, bring in all of the horses and the bucking broncs and bulls too. Oh
yeah.
My gosh, bull riding.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I have to close my eyes half the time and clench my shoulders and my hands. Because I just can't take.
Yeah.
Their bodies, they just whip their bodies back and forth. And
lots of training.
It's like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you train for that. I think you just, I don't know, just endure the pain or something. Anyway, that's exciting. So Friday and Saturday night. And there's a concert on Saturday night, too. Is that after or before the rodeo?
That's after the rodeo.
Awesome. You got so much good stuff going on. I want to give you an opportunity to do a shout-out to some of your sponsors or some of the community supporters that help make all this happen.
Yeah. So, for starters, our fair board. Our fair board's amazing. They embrace a lot of my ideas, and they do keep me grounded a lot of the time, so that's been really great. They gave me a lot of really great ideas, and they also allow for me to go off to a conference in November where I get to network with other fairs across the country, which is amazing. And then obviously all of our volunteers, right now we only have 8 employees. Two of them are full, like we stay around all season. The other ones just come in seasonally. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the people who put on our county fair are all volunteers.
All volunteers.
Yeah, so we really couldn't do it without them. And then, of course, we also have our commissioners. They're great. They hear our ideas as well. And sometimes they like to tell us, yep, you can do it, or we don't know about those things. And then also our sponsors have been amazing this year. I've been really picking up the pieces on that and trying to fill in some gaps where there are some gaps in our fairgrounds, since our fairgrounds is old and outdated. And so our sponsors have just been absolutely amazing. FFA alumni this year, they picked up a barn sponsorship. So because of that, FFA alumni has allowed for us to use their money on the FFA barn to do some upgrades. And then also our Hauk Farms and Homestead Grain. They are also another barn sponsor, and they are helping us pay for a brand new roof on the indoor arena.
Oh, wow.
So those are two amazing sponsors that came in this year. And then we have, you know, our Coverage Building Supply there. They've done a great job in sponsoring us year after year, and Universal Well Drilling as well. So
your financial streams, the financial resources, you get some money from the county.
Yes.
I'm assuming you're a part of the county budget. But then you also earn money yourself by like having a rodeo and you charge fees. And the other thing, you also have an income stream through renting the facility out to other users. How is that going?
Yeah, so the county gives us around $120,000 a year to run our facilities. And that's up, you know, working on our buildings themselves, paying our employees, and then, of course, you know, buying the things that we need for the fair and all of that.
I'm sure also electricity,
yeah,
insurance,
utilities,
all of the overhead.
Absolutely. And then out of that 120, we set aside approximately $40,000 for the fair itself. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you start looking at the overhead costs of what it costs to put on a fair, and it's pretty expensive. You know, you have all your judges, all your ribbons, all the decorations and things like that,
yes,
the entertainment that you bring in. And so like this year we looked at even our porta potty bill, and it's, you know, $6,000
yes,
to $7,000 for that. So, you know, it gets eaten up pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
So our sponsors, they do help us out a lot, and because of them, we're able to continue to allow it to grow. And also update our facilities a little bit faster than what
we've
done.
It's so interesting. I'm not sure our audience would have thought of all of those costs. They might have thought of some, but to think about just buying medals and ribbons and reimbursing judges and porta potties, I mean, it all costs money, mm-hmm, obviously.
Yeah, it gets expensive fast.
You know, a question kind of different is recently the clover fires that have been burning up in your area. I understand those are almost all contained, if not out. Did that affect any of your preparations or anything that was going on with your fair preparations?
It did not, actually. What we did is when we got the phone call from our commissioners that we are, you know, going to be an evacuation facility,
mm-hmm,
what we did is we went down and we immediately opened all of our facilities up and got ready for Red Cross to come in. We moved our tractors out of some buildings,
awesome,
and started moving some things out of the way so that way any kind of livestock or house animals that were to come in, we'd be able to house them in any of our barns.
Or
at any
people.
Time. Or people.
Yeah,
people would go obviously in the exhibit halls and not the barns. So so we were ready for them. And we're so grateful for law enforcement who got that under wraps pretty quickly so people could return to their homes.
Yeah. You know, thinking about that fire, you know, August sometimes is a time when we have fires. It may not be local, but it's Canada or Washington and the smoke comes in. I just hope that this August, certainly during your time of your fair, that there won't be any smoke in the air, right?
Oh, yeah, it's not fun to sit out there in the air when it's filled with smoke, especially when you're like me and out on the grounds all day long.
Yeah, yeah. So from our mouths to God's ear, no smoke, okay?
Yes, please, no more.
You mentioned the help that, did you say the police or the sheriff's department, they were helping you and alerting you to possible evacuation? What about security for the fair? I mean, do you have coverage from the police and the sheriffs? Do you also have, like, private citizens who come in and just volunteer security at some of these events?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, of course, armed security.
Yeah. So for security, we do have our search and rescue. They actually come out in the evenings, and they actually walk the fair for us. A lot of the times, it's not people we're worried about. Usually, it's our animals that are escaping the barns. A few years ago, we had a pig that escaped the barn, and he was in the food court. But our sheriff,
of course, he was.
Yep, he was. And then our sheriff and our city police, they're just absolutely amazing. You know, they come through, they drive through, they walk through. As a matter of fact, last year we had one of our city police call and he said, "You have a horse out." And he was not out. He was still in his barn, but you know, they're amazing and they call us and let us know as soon as we have any problems. And they're very quick at attending to whatever needs we have.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I know that we don't want to think that anything can happen, but we know that there are realities to living in 2025 that just 10 years ago, I don't think we ever would have thought that we would have some of the incidents, whether it's out on the roadways or just the tragedy of our firemen responding to a call for help and then they were ambushed. So we don't think that's going to happen. So praise God that your police, your sheriff, your volunteer, search and rescue, what a great idea. Come and walk the fairgrounds just to make, you know, people feel safe. And if anything were to happen, they would be there.
Yeah. Even our paramedics are there. They set up a booth, which makes it really nice. And so we had a medical emergency last year, and they were able to respond very quickly because they're already on site.
So. Yeah. You also have booths. I was just thinking, because someone was telling me, I forget what group it was, but they were telling me they're going to be up at the Boundary County Fair. I can't remember who, but so you have groups set up booths to get their word out, who they are, what the people can get information, right?
Yeah. So we have everything from just small at home businesses to like groups like the schools. They'll come in with their clubs and set up booths to either sell or make or whatever. We have things like the sheriff's department. They're going to have a booth. And then we have, you know, big businesses that are coming in and letting us know some of the cool things that they're doing. And so we have a wide variety of booths that show up at our fair, and we love it.
You know, it's so amazing to me. And the Bonner County Fair is very similar. There's a lot going on. This is a big deal. I mean, and really, relatively speaking, Bonner's Ferry and even Sandpoint and Bonner County are small, you know, in terms of population and that. And yet there's so much that's happening at these events. They're really great events.
Yeah. Our fairgrounds has grown so much that we actually partnered up with Spot Bus this year, and the school district. So Superintendent Jan Bayer, she and I, we've talked, and we're now using the high school parking lot over by the football field and the Spot Bus, and they're going to actually have a shuttle running every 30 minutes from up there to the fairgrounds to accommodate for the parking issues that we've gotten because we've just grown so much.
That is so awesome. Well, we are running a little late for our next break. We're going to take that commercial break right now.
How tall will I be?
Can I die from hiccups?
What's antibiotics?
Do I have cooties?
What's toe jam?
Why can't medicine taste like burritos?
Kids have all kinds of questions. The pediatricians at Kiniksu Community Health have the answers. At Kiniksu Community Health, we specialize in making it all better. Take a moment to schedule your child's annual well child check today. Learn more at kchni.org.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Bringing wild back to the West, Extreme Bronc Riding presents the sport of a three-man team starting on the ground and attempting to saddle and ride a wild bronc. And on Thursday night, August 14th, get your adrenaline rush watching Bull Poker, the best local barrel racers in tight competition. To kick it all off, mutton busting. This action-packed night is brought to you by Wood V Bar X Ranch. Get your tickets now at BonnerCountyFair.com.
Timber Days returns to Priest River, Idaho, Saturday, July 26th. Come on out and enjoy the car show at 9, parade at 11, the logging competition at noon featuring the team relay, pole climb, purling, hot saw competitions, tug of war, and more. Don't forget about the pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and the all-new Little Loggers Expo from noon to 4 p.m. For more information, go to visitpriestriver.com. Make plans on attending Timber Days in Priest River. Go to visitpriestriver.com.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. We have got it going on today with J.C. Adkins. J.C. is the fair director and really the fairgrounds executive director for all of the activities that are going on there. I wish you could feel the enthusiasm and the energy that's going on in here in the studio. J.C. is live-wired, and I can't imagine anybody, JC, saying no to you. If you call them for vendors or sponsorship or volunteers, I'm thinking everybody's just going to say yes.
I hope so.
All right. Well, we know there are two special concerts that are during the fair from on Friday and Saturday night of the fair. Is that right?
No, on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yep, on Wednesday a fair and on Saturday a fair.
Okay. Yeah. So on Wednesday and Saturday, there are two concerts. However, you've got a whole summer concert series going on. After the fair closes, you've got concerts coming up. Tell our audience about that and what they can expect.
Yeah, absolutely. So the summer concert series was just something that when I first came on, I was like, you know, why don't we have any entertainment in our community throughout the summer? And so I just started reaching out to people that I knew locally that performed, and the idea just kept coming together and everything fell into place. And so we created the summer concert series at the fairgrounds, and that's every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8. And we have, you know, a lot of really cool entertainment. Like tonight we have it going on with the four saxes coming
in. As in saxophones. Oh,
wow. And so they are going to come in and entertain our community. And it's all free to the community. And it happens right out front of the indoor arena in case, you know, the weather does like what it's doing today. We can always move it inside the barn and still have the entertainment for the community, even if it rains.
So. I love that. So every Tuesday evening at the fairgrounds, beginning at, what'd you say, 6:30?
6:30 to 8.
And different groups every week.
Yep.
And so it's just eclectic. I mean, I'm looking, you've got people who sing, you've got bands. Do you do comedy? I mean,
we have not done comedy. Somebody even mentioned I have a couple dates that are still open, and someone says, let's do a karaoke night. And I said, you know, I'm welcome to entertain anything.
That's bold.
So. Yes, that's bold. So, and we've even had some people show up and ask if they could be food vendors. And so that's been amazing. And then we also just opened our Shed Center bar down there.
Tell our audience about that Shed Center. I don't know where that name came from, but it's probably not what, I mean, I'm thinking it's something to do with the animals. It has nothing to do with the animals.
It doesn't. So the Shed Center, they're amazing up there. Just north of 3 Mile. And
it's a place already.
It's a place. They literally build sheds.
I am so sorry that I didn't know that.
So I reached out to them and I said, hey, I have an idea. And we partnered with them to build me a custom shed, and their name is on the building, and it's actually our bar. And so we got our beer and wine license, and so we're ready to sell some beer for events.
You have got it going on. So these are, you call them delicious bites in a beer garden for anyone attending who's, of course, 21 or older. And it's beer and wine or just beer?
Beer and wine. And then, of course, we've got our energy drinks and things like that in there. So
anything else that a person wants to drink that's not alcohol.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then we have some really cool food vendors that have been showing up and making lotuses and Italian sodas. So it's been fun.
And you have additional space for even more vendors that may want to come on board with these concerts every Tuesday evening and get their product out there.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And it's new. And each week we've seen a growth in our community coming out and supporting it. And the whole hope behind this is that eventually we can bring in some bigger names and start bringing in a little bit more revenue into our arenas and continue to bring out more people to support our fairgrounds.
So if we're talking to someone who's a vendor of something up in the Boundary County area, or even here in Bonner County that would want to go and hitch their wagon onto these events, how do they get in touch with you? Who do they call?
Well, they call me because I'm the one and only office
You're
lady.
The one.
I am the one. So they can reach out to me via email or on the office phone. They can even stop in and see me.
Let's do the office phone. It'll be easy. People can always just go online to Facebook at Boundary County Fair. It'll pop up on Facebook or just Boundary County Fair. .org or
at BoundaryCountyFairgrounds.com.
.com. Yeah. Okay. So what's the office number just in case somebody can jot that down?
Yeah, it's 208-267-7041.
All right. So 208-267-7041. But like JC, by the way, this is JC Atkins. Did I say that when we came back in from break? I feel like I've known you for just besties here. But JC Atkins is the executive director. And so you call that number, you're going to get her on the phone and she can give you whatever information you may need. If you want to be a vendor, there's still time to sign up, be a part of the concerts during the fair, or certainly during the concerts that are coming after the fair, right?
Absolutely.
So I want you to repeat the idea that you're looking for four more entertainers to complete the summer lineup.
Yeah, so I don't have those dates off the top of my head. They are on our Facebook page. But we are looking for three more entertainers who are willing to come out and entertain. We have power and everything. They just need to bring their own equipment. And
are they reimbursed or it's volunteer?
It's all volunteer. This is something completely new for us. And right now it's just we're going to see how this goes with the potential of eventually – you know, charging a little bit to get people to, mm-hmm. you know, have ticket space and into the barn.
Right. And so you can reimburse the entertainment or the performers, but right now volunteer, we have a lot of people all over North Idaho who can play a guitar and sing a good song.
Absolutely. But they're more than welcome to sell their own merchandise and all of that. And we've had a lot of people come up and say, we sold out of our CDs and all of that. So that's been great for them.
That is great. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about we haven't gotten to yet, and that's the history of the fair. I mean, these fairs have been around. This was just a huge part of life like 100 years ago. The fair was, and it still is a big deal, but this has really brought the communities across America together with these county fairs. Tell us just a little bit about what you know about the history in Boundary County.
Yeah, absolutely. So Boundary County Fair is actually 105 years old. So we started in 1920, and really fairs were started just for communities to come together and celebrate agriculture, showcase their vegetables, their harvest, their bounty. And so they came together and then it grew into this. And then 4-H started in the early 1900s and that really started picking up the pace in fairgrounds and allowed for more growth, which is what you see today. So then you see these big fairs and more people and now the showing of the livestock and the kids getting involved. And so our fairgrounds, it's a very rich piece of history in Boundary County. And there's a lot of things down there that you'll see that are still from 1920 when it was originally started.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, we heard that it was once an amazing place and it had an amazing glory days. And we're hoping they eventually restore all that and bring it all back to life.
Absolutely. All the best for you and your team. You know, I think it's really beautiful because when we think about it, I grew up in rural America in Illinois. And so, we had a Bureau County Fair and it was very agricultural oriented. And that changed when they started bringing in the carnival. Now, the carnival brought in a lot of money for the fair and for themselves, so it changed the flavor. So I don't know whether I don't advocate that or not opposed to it. I don't know. You got to do what you got to do. But the basis of this was the harvest. These were farmers and their gardens and the quilts and the women bringing in their canned tomatoes and getting a red rib, a blue ribbon for it.
Yeah.
It's Americana, isn't it?
Absolutely. It really, it's just, it's a great time. You know, you think of, my gosh, we come together for 1 week a year as an entire community to celebrate each other and to celebrate all of our own successes. And, you know, whether the kids
with their goats and their cattle.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you walk into any barn during a kid showing, you're going to get the kids that are supporting each other and helping one another and celebrating each other's successes. And really that's what it's all about, and teaching these kids that, you know, this is tradition and this is mm-hmm. what really makes America go round. And so, It's really a place to celebrate.
It really does. This is a little bit off point, so I won't go through the whole thing with what's going on in Argentina. But anyway, the big turnaround in that country, which is so amazing, is their new president says, look, what creates the pie is production, work, and freedom. And honestly, that could be a theme for your fair.
Absolutely.
Is it production, work, and freedom?
Yep.
Because that's the way the pie gets big,
yeah.
Not by some program. Anyway, okay, don't want to go there. We've got the last break, JC. We're going to take that break. When we come back, we'll have more information with our Boundary County Fair manager.
Sandpoint Superdrug is offering 50% off all house paint. That's right, 50% off all house paint in stock at Sandpoint Superdrug while supplies last. A fresh coat of paint will give your home that curb appeal you've been dreaming of, or give that one tired room a fresh new look. Sandpoint Superdrug is the place for summer projects with Ace Hardware and our friendly staff. Sandpoint Superdrug, Sandpoint's original one-stop shop. Offer does not apply to paint accessories or stains.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/getscreen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Pendere. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Hi, Jeff here with Cougar Heating and Air Conditioning, the guys in the pink trucks. I want you to know that I don't want anyone to suffer through a hot summer with a broken air conditioner simply because you or someone you know doesn't have the cash on hand to fix it. At Cougar Heat and Air, we can help you afford air conditioning. That's right. We'll assist you with financing on any repair or replacement with no money down and low monthly payment with approved credit. Once we know the repair cost, it takes less than 15 minutes to determine the best qualified plan for you. And you can finance a repair for as little as $35 a month or get a brand new high-efficiency air conditioning system for as little as $3 a day. At Cougar Heat and Air, our motto is, if we can't finance you, no one can.
They did a great job. They're very professional. They're very knowledgeable. They're respectful. I mean, they're a delight to work with, and obviously they've been well-trained. There's a culture of the company that speaks to that.
That's right. You can afford comfort, and you deserve to stay cool and comfortable this summer. Call us. You'll be glad you did. Google Cougar Heat and Air.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission. $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-291-0376. 800-291-0376. 800-291-0376.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Everybody, welcome back in. I'm really glad you're with us today. A lot of information coming to you about Boundary County Fair. Here to help us sort it all out is the executive director of the fair and the fairground activities, J.C. Atkins. Welcome again to the show. I'm just happy to have you. So much good information.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the dates for the fair, just to repeat for our people that may be joining us, the 5th through the 9th, and there's just a lot going on at the fair. I mean, tick off some of the, everything going on during this fair.
Yeah, absolutely. So kicking us off is opening ceremonies on the 5th for the fair. And then on Wednesday, we'll move right on into an evening concert and cornhole tournament with a salsa competition. Wednesday is our family fun night evening. Friday, we have the auction, and we will also have our, our Bulls and Bronx rodeo. And then Saturday, we move right on into, you know, our fair parade, and then the Bulls and Bronx Rodeo again, and another concert. So
listen, you've got two concerts, two nights of Bulls and Bronx Rodeo and going on. Of course, all the kids and adults with their horses and their goats and their rabbits. I was at the fair one time, and this kid turned his rabbit over. I don't know whether I was just had forgotten. I had never seen how big the back feet of just your normal-looking rabbit is. I was like, I started asking people, is that like a special rabbit? I mean, he had feet like a foot long. I'm like, what the heck? Anyway, this is, I'm sorry.
That's so fun.
His memories. But really, I was just astounded. So anyway, fairs are lots of fun.
Yes.
It's kids and grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads, lots of food. Tell us about the concerts again real quick. Tuesday evenings, not only during the fair, but after the fair, what time and what they can do.
Every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8, you can join us at the fairgrounds for our free summer concert. And all you have to do is just bring a lawn chair and come on out and join us. If anybody's interested, we have spots still available for entertainment signups or even food vendors. So
yeah, you can be a vendor. You can come and do both. You could come with your guitar and entertain and have a booth.
Yeah.
On these Tuesday night concerts, which, by the way, everything is free, the fair, the parking, the concerts, but not the rodeo. Rodeo is going to set you back $20 maybe.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Yep.
Everything else is free.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that we will be charging this year is we did rent a mechanical bull. So you can come and test your hand at the bull riding experience.
My goodness. All right. The other thing that we want our audience to know about is there are other activities that happen at the fairgrounds, like in the fall and the winter and New Year's, you said. Tell us about those activities.
Yeah. So primarily what we do at the Boundary County Fairgrounds is we rent our facilities out to people, to groups, to organizations who would like to host their own events. And so we do have some fall activities, if you will, coming up. You know, we have our tractor pulls and demolition derby. We have an arena cross. And so we've got some of those things happening, which you could find those on our website. And then some things that the Boundary County Fairgrounds over the last year that we've added for our own enjoyment is a craft fair in December. And then we started a benefit for our own fairgrounds, and it's called the Boots and Ball Gown New Year's Ball. So we'll sell tickets to that with live music, food, beer, things like that. So, and of course, those proceeds go right back into our fairgrounds.
So go back to the craft fair. When is that? That's in December. Like people can do like some Christmas shopping there or something?
Yep. So my good friend Jody, she was our office administrative. And she actually retired and she started that. And so I haven't looked at it too much, but what it is a craft sale. And people can rent their booths, come on in, sell their stuff, for the weekend. And it's a great success. And a lot of people show up.
They make money, and maybe the fairgrounds gets a little rental money from
Absolutely.
The booths.
Yep.
I like it.
Yes.
And then the New Year's Eve gala sounds like lots of fun. Boots and ball gowns.
Yes. Yeah, I started that last year. I was like, you know what, let's put a little bit of money into our facilities again. And so I started that last year. We broke even on it. And this year we're hoping to make a little bit of money. So, you know, maybe we could add some fans to the barns or maybe some siding onto one of our barns as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I think that's not only sounds like a lot of fun, but it's for a good cause.
Absolutely.
All right. Tell our audience again how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in being a part of the concert series, maybe not this year, but next year, if they want to be a vendor at one of the concerts, or there's still room to be a vendor at the fair itself. Yeah. How do they do that?
So one way to reach us is obviously checking out our Facebook. I do my best to post everything that I can on our Facebook page at Boundary County Fair. And the other way is our website at boundarycountyfairgrounds.com. You can also stop by our office down at the fairgrounds. I'm usually there. And if I'm not, there's a cell phone number on the door for you to contact me on the work cell phone. You can also call the office at 208-267-7041.
So lots of the regular ways we get in touch with each other. There's an office phone, and you can find that number if you didn't get a chance to jot it down on either their Facebook page or the website, boundarycountyfairgrounds.com. By the way, I was on your Facebook page today, this morning. It's really beautiful. That picture you have of all the people outside the barn and it looked like they were, I don't know, having a good time was what it looked like to
me. Yeah, that picture was
lots of good information.
Yeah, it was captured last year at our fair, and it was during one of our concerts. Just a beautiful time.
That was it. Because I do, I remember someone was up on like a stage in front of the barn.
Yeah.
That's just awesome. Well, lots of fun. I'm really excited about the rodeo. Tell our audience again, we've got some rodeo fans I know that are listening. When is the rodeo? It's bucking broncs and bulls
and broncs. And so that is Friday and Saturday of fair. So that's going to be the 8th and 9th of August.
What time will it start, do you think?
Yeah, so on Friday, I believe it starts at 6:30, and on Saturday it'll be 5:30. I could be wrong, so check out our website.
Okay, it'll be on the website, but it starts early. It's not starting late, in other words, which is, I think, really good. Even on these long summer nights, it's like for people coming in from even Coeur d'Alene.
Yes.
Certainly Sandpoint, Bonner County, and then all of the Boundary County folks so they can get there and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We'll have a great time. This is our first time having a rodeo in many, many years. So we're excited.
That is so great. So another thing that I think I'd like the audience to understand and appreciate and support if you're attending the fair is the way that this... It helps the women that are quilting and canning and that, but for the kids, this is really a learning event for 4-H kids, FAA kids, or FFA kids, and isn't it? It's really good for the young people.
I can't say enough on how amazing the programs are for the kids. You know, my passion started in this industry because I was raised in 4-H. When I first moved here from Arizona as a kid, the first thing my parents said was, we're going to put you in 4-H and you're going to meet some friends. And I grew up, I had my own children. And my kids are being raised in the same barns that I was raised in. My daughter's over in the pig barn and you can find my son in the beef barn. And I think that it keeps kids, you know, out of trouble and it keeps them grounded and gives them a realization of what's out there for them and such a great industry to be a part of too.
Yeah.
So
the only other thing real quick about 4-H that I think we don't want to leave unsaid is we do think about the beef and the pigs and the goats and the rabbits. But also 4-H has got, now they've got digital stuff, computer programming, photography. They have all the traditional, the sewing things, but they've got all of the new things that are going on for the kids to get involved in, to earn, rewards and presentations on. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and they even started some leadership student conferences and things like that for kids to be a part of. So there's a lot going on, and you know, you're never too early to start the kids in on things and learn more. So
I love it. Well, that's a perfect last word, because really these fairs are all about bringing community together and bringing up our kids and some of our traditional values. JC Atkins, thank you so much for what you do, for being with us today, and just all the best to you and the Boundary County Fair.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, next week we are catching up with one of our former colleagues here at Blue Sky Broadcasting, Will Gonser. He has an amazing story of redemption and life-changing miracles. It's really incredible. Don't miss it. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara reminding us all to slow down out there on the roads, on the water, to love each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.